Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct, regular support from a TGA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site and the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
My name is Charles Katz. I am professor of criminology and criminal justice at Arizona State University and director of the Center for Violence Prevention and Community Safety. I first became involved in body-worn cameras through my work with the Phoenix Police Department when they were looking for a local research partner to help them evaluate body-worn cameras. Phoenix Police Department was one of the first law enforcement agencies in the country to receive federal funding to examine the strengths and limitations of body-worn cameras. That project went really well with the Phoenix Police Department. They made a lot of contributions to the field of policing through it. As a consequence of it, worked on an initiative to build the body-worn camera toolkit that is supported by the Bureau of Justice Assistance. And through that work, ended up focusing on promoting opportunities for police to learn, share the lessons that they've picked up along the way, and have an opportunity to communicate with a lot of other experts in the field of body-worn cameras who are doing really good work on the streets, and discussions with them about positive aspects of body-worn cameras as well as the complications related to their implementation. And so from that, I became a subject matter expert with CNA on this project.
Great, thank you. So what is the question you get asked the most by sites?
The question that I get most frequently asked by sites is, when do we have to have the policy completed by? Many of them, their favorite part of police work is not necessarily the paperwork that's involved with these projects. They're more the type of folks that like to do things in the field, get things done, and working with paperwork is not necessarily their favorite thing to do. Fortunately, through the technical assistance program, we have a large number of policies that police agencies can review. We also link them up with other law enforcement agencies nearby so that they can obtain any policies that have been developed within their region. And then we work with them to develop the policies that best fit their agency's needs.
Thank you. So what would you say is the most common mistake you see sites making while implementing body-worn cameras?
Yeah, I think the most common mistake that sites make in implementing body-worn cameras is the amount of time that it actually takes on the back end of the processes. A lot of folks see body-worn cameras as something that you place on the author, you sync it up with the computer, it gets put in, and that's about the end of it. When in fact, that's just the beginning. It takes an extraordinary amount of effort on the part of the police agency and staff within the agency to go ahead and set the policies and procedures in place to get the body-worn cameras out in the field. And then after that, working with local stakeholders and making sure that the evidence is used appropriately, whether that be with prosecutors, defense attorneys, working with internal affairs and others to ensure that information gets to the right people in the right situations. Related to that is the large amount of work related to redaction that takes place at this time. While there are a number of people that are seeking to solve those issues, redaction is complicated. It's very time consuming. And then also trying to link up the incidents with the administrative number assigned to the body-worn camera so that they can link body-worn camera evidence to the actual incident that occurred. So it's all the things that occur after you implement body-worn cameras and you get them in the field that I think is the most common misconception of body-worn camera work. Really, once you get them in the field, the real work is just beginning.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.